Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yotes. We will begin on Daf Yotches Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom. Amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Abyonison. The pasuk says, Eshri ish eshloi holach batzas v'shoyim. That refers to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, eshloi holach batzas anche dar afloga, shir v'shoyim haya. He did not follow the plans of the dar afloga, who are v'shoyim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, regarding them, they said, "Hava nivnun lanu ir," that they wanted to build a city, and the purpose of building that city was that they should be able to kaviyah as if fight with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Obedarach atayim loyamed also refers to Avram Avinu. Shloyamed b'midas toim shechatoim haya. He didn't join with the people from Sodom who were Bali Aveira. Shnem, as the pasuk says, "Va'anser sedayim roim v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'oid." Over Moshev leitzim la'yoshav, shlo yoshav v'moshev anshe plishtim. When he lived amongst the plishtim, he didn't join with them. V'nei shleitzonim hayu, because they were people which we discussed in our previous year, who were litzonim, people who weren't serious people. Shnemar, because the pasuk says, "V'hi kitayv libam." And of course, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and many Mefarshim asked the question that the story of Shimshon, which the pasuk just discussed, was many, many years later after Avram Avinu. So how do we use the pasuk? How do we learn from a pasuk which took place with Shimshon to Avram Avinu? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, if we find that, as the pasuk says, that the people of Sodom were leitzonim, and we find that going all the way up to the time of Shimshon, there has to be a root from which that emanated, and the root that it emanated from goes back to Shimshon. It goes back to Avram Avinu's time, to the beginning of those people. From that, if we see people acting that way, it must be because they are that type of people. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk says, "And tell him Asher Ish Yaris Hashem." And the pasuk says Asher Ish, and the question is Asher Ish v'lo Yashir Isha. Is it only referring to men, not to women? Says the Gemara, Amram Amrav, Asher Misha Isa Tshuva Kishuish. What the pasuk means to say is that a person does tshuva before he becomes an older person, while he still has all of the strength in him. Yeshua ben Levi, Ayma Asher Mishis Gabal, Itzor Kish, Ish is always a connotation of strength. And a person is able to fight the Yetzahara with all of his strength. The way Tosis explains this Pasuk, the Pasuk we've been speaking, that begins telling him, Asher Ish Lehol Patsas Rishayim. There, the Gemara never asked, what does it say, Asher Ish? Because there it says the word Ashrei Ho'ish, which means this specific person. This person who shows that he has the strength that he could fight the Yetzirah. So there, the question why it says Ashrei Ish and not Isha, and not use it to say Asher Ish V'loy Asher Isha, is not the way to understand that pasuk. But now, explains Tosfos, the pasuk says Ashrei Ish. Once the pasuk says Ashrei Ish, so it's coming to teach us Ashrei Ish v'loy Ashrei Isha. Moreover, that the pasuk that says Ashrei Ish, as we learned a moment ago, speaks about Avram Avinu. So when the pasuk speaks about Avram Avinu, it's understood why it says Ashrei Ish. Avram Avinu was a man. But here, where it doesn't speak specifically about Avram Avinu, so the Ish is obviously coming to teach us something. What is the Ish coming to teach us? Ashrei Ish, v'loy Ashrei Isha. Another explanation that the Bnei Le'itim suggests, he says, the pasuk continues to say, Ki im b'tayrus Hashem cheftzai. And as we know, men are obligated to learn Torah. Women are not obligated to learn Torah. So it's obvious when the pasuk says Ashrei Ish, it's speaking about men, Ashrei Ish, v'loy Ashrei Isha. So the first pshat, the first one the Gemara says, Asher ish misha asa tshuva kishuish. The way Rashi explains that a person does tshuva when he's still young with his full strength, not when he gets older. Because, and the Archa Tzaddikim explains, why does a person have to do tshuva while he's still young, not wait till he gets older? He says, because a person's obligation in Avodas Hashem is very significant, and our lives are unfortunately very short. And therefore, when a person overcomes his Yetzirah when he's a young man, he's able to spend the rest of his life doing what he's supposed to do. If he's going to be spending his life fighting the Yetzirah, he won't have time to accomplish what he's supposed to accomplish. A second pshat he gives, that we know, the Gemara says, Mishesh Leimana Roitza Misayim, somebody who has $100 ultimately wants $200. So what the Gemara means to teach us is, if a person is not able to overcome his Yetzahara when he's a young man, so that what's going to happen is the Yetzahara will only become stronger and stronger. And as the Yetzahara unfortunately becomes stronger with this individual, it becomes much more difficult to fight him off. And therefore, it is our obligation to do what we can in fighting off the Yetzer Hara when we're young, before he becomes too powerful to fight him off. Another pshat that he suggests, that the way the Yetzer Hara works is that the Yetzer Hara, it's very similar pshat, but what he's saying in this pshat is not that you get used to more, and once you get used to more, it becomes hard to fight off the Yetzer Hara. But rather what happens is the Yetzer Hara, if he's left to his devices, will constantly get stronger. And if the Yetzer Hara constantly gets stronger, it becomes much more difficult to overcome him. Another pshat that he suggests is that unfortunately we don't know when we're going to die. And a person, hopefully not, may die when he's young, and he will have not had chance to do tshuva. Another pshat that he suggests is that as we remain longer with having done averis, we start forgetting the averis that we committed. And once we start forgetting the averis that we committed, so then when we're doing tshuva, we won't remember all the averis to do tshuva on. Another pshat is that when a person is old and he's not really that interested in doing averis, and that's why he does tshuva at such a time, that tshuva is not considered such a significant tshuva. To do tshuva at a time where you don't have such a strong yetzahara pushing you to do averis is not such a great tshuva. But if you do tshuva when the yetzahara is still trying and might be successful in getting you to do averis, that's a meaningful tshuva. The chidah explains that the Gemara here gave two explanations. Asher Misha Aschuk Shuish, and the other one is Asher Misha Skabra Yitzra Kish. He says, the question is that we're discussing here is what is better. Is the Gemara says, B'makom Shebali Tshuva Oimdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim Lamed. So one opinion holds that you should wait longer to become a Baal Tshuva, because then you're even a greater Baal Tshuva. And the other opinion says that no, do tshuva immediately, and that is better. The Asher Ish, Mishasa Tshuva Kishu Ish, that is referring that he should do tshuva quickly, because B'makom Shebali Tshuva, I'm the Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim Lamed, and the other one wants to say maybe that do it the other way because you're better off being a tzadik omer. B'mitzvaysav chotfetz ma'od, Amar Rav Elazar b'mitzvaysav, somebody wants the mitzvahs, v'loi b'schah mitzvaysav. But the Gemara is teaching us is that one is supposed to serve Hashem for the mitzvah, to do the mitzvahs, and not be interested in just the reward for doing the mitzvahs. V'ayin the Tanan, and says the Gemara, that's actually what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Gimel teaches us. Hu ha'yoyim and Tegnash Yisoychet taught us, Al tih kavadam hashamshim sarav amnas l'kav pras. Our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be for the goal of getting reward. Ella have avodin hamishamshes rav shloim anas lekabel pras. That should be our goal. Ikiyim b'tayrus Hashem cheftoy. Amar Rebbe. Ein adam loy m'tayra. A person doesn't learn tayra. Ella b'makom shali bechafetz. A person should only learn what he's interested in learning, and not learn what he's not interested in learning. Shnemar kiyim b'tayrus Hashem cheftoy. A person should learn for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis Halevi explains, what does the Gemara mean when it says b'mitzvosav chafetz moed b'loy b'schar mitzvosav? He says that somebody who does the mitzvahs only for the purpose of receiving reward, so as that's something that he could believe in, and he could believe that that's a worthwhile investment. But his children may not necessarily follow that approach. And therefore, he suggests that if we want that not only that we should be successful in life and serve Hashem, but we want that our children should also be those that serve Hashem, then the way to guarantee it is b'smitzvos of chavetz me'od, that we should teach our children that we do mitzvahs because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. That's why the pasuk continues that if you live that way, then you will be zoicha giba b'aretz yia, v'zaroi do yisham yivarech. You'll have children that are children that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shem shemayim. Tosfos also points out that it doesn't mean that we're not allowed to believe that there's schar, that there's reward for doing mitzvahs. Of course, we very much believe that there's schar for doing a mitzvah. He says the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam is that Klal Yisrael do the mitzvahs no matter what. And even if somebody does a mitzvah and learns Torah and doesn't see any reward for what he's doing, he doesn't regret doing the mitzvahs. But the Umas Ha'olam, if they don't get the schar that they're expecting for the mitzvahs, then they regret having done the mitzvah. And what we're learning from here is Shloi Hamanas L'Kabel Pras means not that we don't believe that there's reward for doing mitzvahs. Of course, we very much believe that there's reward for doing mitzvahs. But what we believe, but we don't have Charata Chas V'Sholem if we don't receive the word. That, and as I saw, the Barbanel points out, the Torah itself in places mentions that there's going to be reward for mitzvahs. The Torah says, "Kabra savich v'semecho l'man yaricha n'yomecho l'man yitam v'loch." And Torah says it by shiluach hakayan, by other mitzvahs. That so the Torah does speak about mitzvahs. So he explains what it means to say is the l'man. The point is that you shouldn't do it l'man. A person could believe in schar. A person we do have to believe in schar, but we don't. We should not believe is that the schar is the reason we do the mitzvah. The Rava, so it says Rava just taught us, Lailam Yimel Adam El B'Mokam Shalibay Chafetz. So sort of the Ben Ishchai that explains that one would maybe think that there's a difference when you're learning by yourself versus when you're learning with a group. And if you're learning with a group, even if they're learning something that you're not really interested in, it's okay because you have the koyach of the tzibur. So he says that's why the Gemara uses the word lo'olam, that under all circumstances, a person should only learn ella b'mokum shali b'chafetz. A person should learn only what he wants to, only what he wants to learn. And I saw that the Yirin Yaakov explains why is that. Because we go back to the beginning of what we've been discussing about the Yetzer Hara, and that's what we've been learning throughout the Shiurim about the power of Torah and how to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So the way we could succeed in overcoming the Yetzer Hara is Torah Tavlin, is by learning Torah. But every person has his own Yetzirah, and every person and every part of Torah is able to overcome a specific type of Yetzirah. So if somebody wants to learn that type of, wants to learn something, that means because he in his neshama recognizes that he has a certain Yetzirah. And the only way to overcome that Yetzirah is by learning a certain part of Torah. That's the approach of the Yaakov. But then I saw the Chidah quotes Darizal. And Darizal says that most neshamas that come to the world, b'zman hazeh al gilgulim, were already, in English I guess it would be called recycled, are neshamas that were already in this world previously, but didn't finish accomplishing everything that they were supposed to accomplish in this world. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them down. Suggest Darizal that might have, these neshamas, our neshamas, might have been in the world previously, and we might have learned something, but we didn't learn all of Torah. And that's why we need to be sent to this world again to learn the Torah that we're missing. So if we see that there's a makom shli bechafetz, and we see that there's a specific type of learning that we're interested in learning, it's a proof that our neshama came to this world. It's a proof that our neshama came to this world to learn that. And if our neshama came to the world with the purpose of learning that limud, that's indeed what we should spend learning. The Avni Nezer, in his Hagdama to the Sefer Aglei Tal, says that one would maybe assume that if somebody particularly enjoys what he's learning, that that maybe is not considered learning Torah Lishma, because I'm doing it because I enjoy it, and therefore it's not considered that I'm really doing the mitzvah. I'm just doing something that I enjoy. Says the Avni Nezer there that that's a very big mistake, and that on the contrary, learning what you enjoy to learn is dafka, is specifically what the type of learning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn. He says, learning and enjoying what you're learning means that you will really learn well, and you will really absorb what you're learning. And he says that the purpose of learning Torah is for us to become connected to the Torah. And the more one enjoys his learning, the more he's going to get connected to the Torah. And the more somebody gets connected to the Torah, he's accomplishing why he's supposed to learn. And just to quote some of his words, somebody's learning because he knows there's a mitzvah to learn, but he also enjoys what he's learning. That is the lima lishma, the kula kodesh, and that is the type of learning that is considered kodesh, holy. Kigam hatanaga mitzvah. A very big part, he says, of learning Torah is the tainug, is the enjoyment of learning Torah, and that's included in what our Gemara says that ein adam loymed el b'makom shli by chafetz, and the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozel Gavarov, who was a Talmud of the Avni Nezer, brings a raya that the Gemara says here, Makom Shli B'Chafetz, he says that that is the definition of Makom Shli B'Chafetz that our Gemara meant. It's not just to learn what somebody wants to learn for whatever reason, but what we should learn is something that we enjoy learning. And of course, I guess the greatest level of learning is that when we enjoy every all Torah. Says the Gemara, Levi Rav Shimon Berebi Yosfi Kamei the Rebbe. Levi and Rav Shimon Berebi were sitting in front of Rebbe, the Kapasik Sidra, and they were learning Nach, Salik Sifra. They finished learning one Sefer of Nach, and now they started having a debate that they which Sefer they should begin now. And the Mashal uses this Gemara to teach us a very important lesson, and this is something that should be done by every Siyam. He says, as soon as you finish a limud, what you should do is immediately begin the next limud. Every Siyam should include a haschala, what we're going to begin immediately learning further. So Levi Amar Laisalon Mishlei, Levi said, let's learn Mishlei. Rav Shimon Amar Laisalon Tehillim, Shimon Rebbe said, let's learn Tehillim. Kafye Lelevi, Rav Shimon Levi forced Levi to Isa Sefer Tehillim, and they started learning Sefer Tehillim. And the reason, says the Mashal, that Rav Shimon was able to get Levi to agree, because if we go in the order of the Svarim, Tehillim comes before Mishle. And therefore, he says it makes sense that we should first learn Tehillim and then we'll learn Mishle. Another pshat that the Marashah suggests is that Tehillim represents Yerushamayim. And on the other hand, Mishle represents Chochmah. And as the Tana says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, Kol Shiyiras Chachmasai, Kaidemus L'Chachmasai. First you have to have Yerushamayim, and after we have Yerushamayim, then we can come to Chachmah. So therefore, Tehillim comes before Mishle. Kimatu Hacha, so they began learning Tehillim, and they came to the Pasuk, Kiyim B'Saris Hashem Cheftzai, Parish Rebbe Vamer, so Rebbe explained the Pasuk as we just learned, that Ein Adon Lam Matar, Abba Makam Shalvi Chafetz, when it's supposed to learn what he enjoys. Amalevi, Rebbe, by having taught us this halacha, you now have given me permission. Nasatan l'shus lamed, you're giving me permission to leave because I want to learn what I want to learn this because this is what I enjoy more. The Kotzker would explain that what is the Gemara teaching us? That a person is supposed to look at Torah as it's of his own business. And just like when somebody has his own business, he spends time on what he thinks is going to be most successful. Then the same thing is when he learns Torah. When he learns Torah, it's supposed to be as if it's his business, and he invests in where he thinks he's going to be most successful. Anybody who learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants his wishes. Shnema ki him b'tayrus Hashem chavtzai. Amar Rav Lailam yel m'tayra adu b'makam shli b'chafetz. As we've been learning, a person should always learn Torah and what he enjoys. Shnema ki him b'tayrus Hashem chavtzai. V'amar Rav b'tchila, the kras ashma shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one begins learning Torah, it's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. V'b'soif, the kras ashma, then it's called his own Torah. Shnema B'tayrus Hashem Cheftzai. First it's called B'tayrus Hashem Cheftzai, and then afterwards B'say Rosai Yega Yoimen Lalaila. And I saw that the Rav Tzadik explains that if a person's attitude towards Torah is that he recognizes that Torah is the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wants to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who learns Torah with that attitude, then ultimately what will happen is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you connected yourself to me, so I will connect myself to you and grant your wishes. V'amarava, Lailam Yom HaTaira, a person should learn Torah. The way a person should learn Torah is he should learn a lot and know what it says. V'akach Yega, and then he should start studying it deeper. Shenema, first Torah Hashem, and learn all of Torah Hashem, and afterwards V'hada B'tarasa Yega. And the simple reason is because a person may learn Torah, and if he starts right away asking questions, etc., the questions that he's asking may all be obvious, and they all may be right in the next Gemara. So first, learn and have that level of learning. And when you have that level of learning that you really know what it says, then you can really, what the Divrei Torah you'll say, the questions you'll give, the answers you'll give, will be good questions and answers. The other pshat is that we're all obligated to learn from a Rebbe. And as long as we have the opportunity to learn from a Rebbe, that's what we should take advantage of. So, and what the Gemara is teaching us is, first learn from your Rebbe. You have your Rebbe available. Learn from him as much as you can. And then afterwards, when you're sort of self-sufficient, you can learn on your own. Says the Gemara, Vamrava Loyalam Ligris Inish, Vavkav de Mishkachach, a person should teach, even though that you forget, Vavkav de Loyodamai Kamar, and you should learn even though you don't necessarily understand everything you're learning. Shanama Garsa Navshila Ta'ava, Garsaksiv, Vlaisa Tachna. Tachna means to grind. Grind means that it's really absorbed. Then, but Garsa means you just ate it. And what we're learning here is just learn, just accumulate. And afterwards, even if you won't, Even if you won't understand, you'll eventually understand. I saw that the Sefer Oil Torah explains, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that a person is learning Torah in that way, then what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the person is putting in effort, he's putting in as much effort as he can, I will grant him that he should ultimately have success in learning. And that's why the Satmar Rebbe and the Divrei Yoel explains that we make a bracha before we have an aliyah, and then we break a bracha after we have an aliyah. But it's very interesting. He says the Torah we know is Torah Semes, but in the bracha that we make before we get an aliyah, we don't call the Torah Torah Semes. We call Shnasalana Torah Semes, Shnasalana Torasai, but we don't call the Torah Emes. In the bracha that we make afterwards, we say Torah Semes. And why is that? So he says that as our Gemara is teaching us, a person, after he learns Torah, before he learns Torah, it's Torah Hashem. And afterwards it becomes his Torah. And as we've been explaining, what that really means is that the more you learn, the more connected you become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that Chos Maishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu represent? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is represented by Emes. So after a person learned Torah and he became connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when it's appropriate to say Emes. Rava Raman. Rava asked the following question. Siv, the Pasuk says, in the Pasuk in Mishle, Shulchan Arasa, Tikra Al-Gapi Meroi Mekeres. The Torah is calling people to learn Torah. Al-Gapi. Gapi is on the wings, somewhere high. But there's another pasuk that says V'yoshev lePesach beisoy al kisei meroy mekeres, that they're called a, so here it's called wings and here it's called a chair. A chair is firmer than wings. Says the Gemara, what it means to say is betchila, at the beginning when you learn al gape, it's not firm yet. Our learning is sort of tenuous. But once we begin learning on a regular basis, then Al-Kisei, we become firm in our learning. Siv, the Torah says, Baroish Meroimim, that somebody who learns Torah is on the top of the world. Siv, Alei Derech, that somebody who's learning Torah is on the way. How do we explain that? Tchila, Baroish Meroimim. At the beginning, that a person who's learning Torah should be hidden. When you haven't yet come to the level of being on the right level of learning, you should be low-key. L'psaif, Alei Derech, and then ultimately you could be a maggid shir, a paisik. Ula ramik siv, shesei mayim ibarach, that you'll take the water of Torah from a pit. V'ksiv v'noizl metoich b'erach, that it's not just a pit. A pit doesn't have a flow of water. Then it says it's something that's constantly flowing. It says, ma'betchila shesei mibarach, that when one begins learning, his knowledge and his abilities are limited. However, l'psoif noiz l'metach b'erach. When a person learns more Torah, then he becomes like a spring that doesn't stop. Another pshat that the Ravid explains, that beginning shsei mibarcha, when somebody begins learning Torah, he begins learning Torah from his rabbeim who live in his town. But a person who wants to grow in learning, ultimately will not just limit himself to learning Torah locally, but he'll spread and learn Torah in different places to be able to learn different ways of learning Torah from many rabbeim. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schaira, Amar Rav Huna, Mai Diksiv, Hoy Mehevel Yimet V'Koymetz Oyad Yirba, Maisa Ad Torah Sochavilas Chavilas. If somebody just amasses a lot of Torah and he doesn't review it, Mismat, then he will just amassing without reviewing, then ultimately Mismat, he's going to forget his learning. However, from Kovitz Yad al Yad, but if he constantly gathers and reviews what he learned, Yarba. And we've quoted in previous Shurim what the Mazhar Tzareba in his Sefer Divrei Yisrael Kalolei Araisa says, that the Gemara often says, Ein Miyat Acha Miyat Elul Rabbis. What the Gemara is teaching us is that one of the ways we explain psukim is when we have a double miyut in a pasuk, it really represents a ribui. But he explains as follows: Ein miyut ach miyut. People don't like to review, because when they review, It takes away from their time to learn more and learn new. But we believe, if we constantly are reviewing and we're learning therefore less, El Rabbis, what we accomplish by doing that is not that we're going to have less Torah, but on the contrary, the more we review, what will ultimately happen is that the result of our constant reviewing is L'Rabbis. We will, as the Gemara just taught us here, remember and know more Torah than anyone else. Says the Gemara. Om Rava Yadi Rabban Al HaMilsav Avrila. But he says, many Talmid Chacham are well aware of this, how important it is to review, but they don't necessarily do it. Om Rav Nach Ba Yitzchak Ana Avdi. I did do this. I was constantly reviewing my learning, the time biyadi, and that's how I was successful to remember my learning. Amar Rav Shizim Mishmeder Belozman Azaria, my diksiv la yachrek remiyat seidai la yichya v'la yarech yam tzair haramim. Somebody who tries to fool people, and they see him learning different limudim, and they think that this must be a huge Talmud Chacham, but he's really fooling people because he doesn't really retain what he's learning, then he won't succeed. Rav Sheshes Omer, Tzayir Haramoi, somebody who does something which is smart, and he collects a lot of Torah and reviews it, Yachroich, he will be the person that will be successful. Kesser of Dimi Omer, Moshal Adam Shetzot Tzipurin. How are we to look at this? Somebody is catching birds. Mishabek Nefesh Shel Rishoina, if he breaks the wing of the first bird before he goes on to catch the next bird, so then the bird can't fly away, and therefore kulam skaimus biyodai, he's able to hold on to all the birds. However, vimlav, if that's not what he does, but rather he catches a bird and doesn't secure it, amus skaimus biyodai, he'll be left with nothing. And here too, we first have to secure our learning that we learn, and only after we secure it can we go further. Vayikesh, the pasuk Gemara goes back to the pasuk at the beginning of Tehillim. The pasuk says, "V'ha'yik eitz shasul apagimayim." Amr de Beir Reb Yanai, "Keitz shasul v'loy keitz the tua." He's going to be like a tree that is planted firmly. Kol aloy matayim rav achad. If you're a person that's just in one place, the tua means a tree that was replanted. A tree has to be replanted. Then, and you learn from many Rebbeim, if you only learn from Rav, and you don't get from one Rebbe, you don't get the full perspective to learning, ain't a roi some brachal oilam. Amlo Rav Chizlo Rabbonin, bina daim l'cha milsa, says, I want to tell you Dvat Torah, however, mistafina shafkla v'izli, I am concerned that by me teaching you this Dvat Torah, I may lose you as students. So, he said, kolayim tarim Rav echad, if you only learn Torah from one Rebbe, ein roi som in brachal oilam. Says the Gemara, what happened was, shefku v'ozl kamei de Rava, and exactly as he was concerned, they all left his yeshiva and they went to learn by Rava. Amluhu, so Rav Chisda said that I said that you should learn from many Rebbeim, hani mili svara. If you want to learn lomdis, if you want to learn the logic of the Torah, so there it's good to expose yourself to many different approaches. Avul Gemara, just to learn the basics, what it says in Shas, Mirav Echad Odov. It's better to learn from one Rebbe. Keich Deloi Lifk Lishnei. There were many, especially in the world that they lived, where they lived in a world that they learned Torah Shabbat, as the words Torah Shabbat mean, that they learned it by heart. And therefore, there were many different versions to what was taught. And since there were so many different versions to what was taught, there's a real concern that a person, if he's going to learn from multiple, if a person is going to learn from multiple rabbeim, so he's going to not have a clear understanding of what is the proper version. And therefore, it's better to learn the basic text from one rebbe and have one consistent version to Shas. The pasuk says, and tell him there, "V'ayikay shosu apal gimayim, orav tachem bechaloi, loylam yashlish odom." A person should divide his days into three. Shlish b'mikra, third learning Tanakh, shlish b'mishnah, a third mishnah, shlish b'gemara. Ask the Gemara, so it means that you should divide your life. But ask the Gemara, Mi yada inish kamachai, does anybody know how long he's going to live that he can know how to divide up his life? Says the Gemara, Kimrin biyomei. What we're saying here is about the days. So Rashi explains that 2 days a week you should learn Chumash, 2 days a week you should learn Mishnah, and 2 days a week you should learn Talmud, and on Shabbos you should review what you learned all week. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. The Ran explains that's not what is meant here. That what's meant here is because he says Talmud, there's so much more Shas than there is Tanakh and Mishnayis. What the Gemara really means to say is that a person should devote enough time to become proficient in all parts of Torah. And the Ritva, very similar, says that what the Gemara means to say here is that a person begins to learn, so when a person begins to learn, he has to devote himself to learning the basics. But of course, once a person becomes more proficient in Tanakh and Mishnayis, he doesn't need to spend his time learning Tanakh and Mishnayis. At that point, he should spend his time learning whatever is necessary to learn. Of course, there are many Rishonim that suggest that's why we learn Bavli, because in Bavli, when we learn Shas Bavli, there are Psukim, and of course there are Mishnayis. So by learning Shas Bavli, we get the benefit of what our Gemara just said, of learning Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. And actually, this is the basis for a famous minig that is known from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi would suggest that when somebody learns Gemara, and he's learning a pasuk in Gemara, he should say, and Hashem's name is mentioned in the pasuk, so he would suggest two things. One is he would suggest that you should say the entire pasuk, because if we're learning the pasuk for the purpose of being mekayim to learn Chumash, so therefore, if we're learning it to be mekayim to obligation to learn Nach, so we shouldn't just say the few words that are mentioned in the pasuk, we should say the entire pasuk. That's one point that he used to say. And the other thing he used to say, and this is the minig by the descendants of the Chacham Tzvi, Rav Yaakov Emden writes, that when they learned the pasuk in the Gemara, and the Shem Hashem appears in the pasuk, they would say the Shem Hashem. Even though we're always so concerned and not mentioning the Shem Hashem not properly, here they would say the Shem Hashem. And the reason that they would do so is because, as we're learning, as we just said, learning Talmud Bavli is another way of learning Tanakh. And when you want to learn Tanakh properly, you're supposed to say the Psukim in the Tanakh, and that's why the whole Pasuk, including the Shem Hashem. The Pasuk continues, Ashapira Yir B'Yitai, Omer Rav Apira Yitai B'Yitai, if somebody learns, he'll be able to remember what he learns, V'Leila Yibel, and he'll be able to period beta means he'll be able to fulfill what he learns, and the leila yibo he'll remember what he learns. Vimlav, but if not, if somebody learns Torah and he doesn't use the Torah that he learns to remember what he learns, and he doesn't use the Torah to fulfill what he learns, aleim. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav tells us that if you have an individual who doesn't have that much time to learn, he only has limited time to learn, first thing that he should learn is halacha. He has to learn halacha because the purpose, as we're learning to learn Torah, is to fulfill what it says in the Torah. So if Baruch Hashem, somebody has the ability to learn and also know halacha and know what to do, great. But we always have to remember that the first thing that we have to do is learn the halacha, to learn what a person he's supposed to do, and afterwards, you can learn, of course, the rest of everything, as is our obligation. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yehuna, Amar Rav, Ma'idik Siv, Kirab Mecholam Uchipila, Zatamachakim shlagiyah la'irav ma'ira. Person who isn't up to paskening shaylus and already paskins is terrible. But tzumikol aragad zatamachakim zatamashigiyah la'irav. On the other hand, somebody who is able to teach and Torah and doesn't, that's also a terrible sin. Vat kama, till when should a person wait until he should start answering questions? Ad abrin shnin. But ask the Gemara of a Rabba Oiri. We know that the Gemara tells us that Rabba's entire life was just 40 years. So obviously, he started teaching and answering before he was 40. Answers the Gemara, hasan b'shavim. When if we're in a situation where we have two people who are equivalent, just one is over 40 and one is below 40, then the one who's over 40 should be the Rav. But if somebody is greater, then age is not the factor. We look at the greater person. The pasuk says, "V'leilo yibol amar v'achbar ada amarav v'amalei amar v'achbar abba amar v'mnun amarav." Afilu sichas chum shel tamid chachamim. Even what tamid chachamim just speak and doesn't sound like they're giving a shir. Tzricha talmud shenemar v'leilo yibol. Aleu are the leaves. The main part of the tree is the fruit. But what we're learning from here is that even the sichas chulin, where a person just speak without saying, is also tricha limud. I saw that there was once somebody came to the Oiv Yisrael, and the Oiv Yisrael asked him, "Do you have panosa?" And he said, "If I will work, then I will. If I'll work, I'll earn money." Said the Oiv Yisrael. He said what it says in the Gemara. Yugati umetzasi. If somebody will work on learning, tamen, he will be successful. And that's what he said. The Gemara says, Sichas Chulin, it doesn't only mean the Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chacham, but even the Sichas Chulin of a regular person. There's something to learn from, there's a message that we always can learn. Another pshat that I saw is that Sichas Chulin Shal Talmid Chacham Tzricha Limud, that a Talmud Chacham never speaks Sichas Chulin. He doesn't spend his time just speaking. He's Tzrich Limud. He realizes that he has to first learn. That's his first and primary goal in life. Another pshat that I saw from the chart of the Rebbe, here the Gemara is comparing the Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chacham to the leaves. In those days, says the chart of the Rebbe, the leaves of trees were used to extract different medicines. The Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chacham, when one connects himself to Talmud Chacham and learns and speaks to Talmud Chacham, Tzricha Limud, that's the way a person can have a Refuah Shleima. Another pshat is that because the Sefer Sheres Menachem asks, how can we justify or promote Sichas Chulin, just speaking? Aren't we supposed to spend our time learning? But that's what he says is what a Talmud Chacham knows what to do. What it means is a Talmud Chacham is able to understand that sometimes in order for his shir to be successful, he has to be speaking about things that aren't just in the Gemara. But that's how it gets the people interested in the learning. And that, therefore, is the Sichas Chulin that takes place sometimes with shir. It's Sricha Limud, is to make the shir successful. The pasuk says, "V'chol shayas yitzliach amr yishu malevi davar zakos b'tayrup." This lesson is in the Torah v'shana b'neviim, repeated in the neviim u'mishosh b'ksuvim. Says the Gemara, what it teaches us is, "Kol ayis b'tayrup, whoever learns Torah nechasa matzlichim loy, he will be successful." Ksuv b'tayrup shmatas divrei apiris azoyis v'asisim oisam v'man taskil kol shatasu, you will be successful in whatever you do. Shani b'neviim deksiv lo yomish atayv azem ipicha v'gisa b'yomim v'layla. You will be then successful. Says the Mamachus of Alexandria, Man Boy Chai, he came into a city and he made an announcement who says, who wants long life? Everybody came running to hear. They said, give us the secret for long life. So he said, It's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Mi yishakov etzchayim, v'tzol shon chameira." Be careful the way you talk. So the question is, what is the Gemara teaching us? It's an explicit pasuk in Tehillim. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat that I saw is that a person might think that when we see this pasuk, "Mi yishakov etzchayim," what the pasuk means to say is a person who wants a life of Torah. What Rabbi Alexandri taught him, it's not just a life of Torah that you'll get this way. Man Bai Chai means you'll get a life of in this world. And therefore, even if you get a life in this world that, from living such a living this way. Another pshat that I saw is that people's attitude towards Tehillim is, yes, Tehillim is a tefillah. When a person needs a Yeshua, he davens. What we're learning from here is that Tehillim is not just a sefer to daven from when we have different needs, but rather what Tehillim represents, it's a blueprint of how we could have a successful life. Shema Yama Adam, Nitzati L'Shani Mira, I watched, not Mitzvasa Medaber Mirma, Eilach Vesra B'Shina. So he says, since the best thing I could do is just sleep, and that will prevent me from doing anything wrong. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, Suma Rav Asay Toiv. It's not just good enough not to do bad. You have to do positive. Shenemar, Kileka Toiv Nosat L'chem Terezah Tazayvim. So we spoke in the Mishnah about different building projects that were allowed to participate with the Nachrim. But the Mishnah said when we come to the dome, we have to now work on that. Because that's Makom Shemaminim B'Avodas Kechavim. That's where they would place the Avodah Zarah, and that's what we're not allowed to participate in. Amar B'Loza, Amar B'Yochran, and Bana, but if somebody did participate in building that dome, Schari Mutter, he's allowed to benefit from his way, from what he worked. Pshita says the Gemara, of course that's Talocha. This is Mishamsha Avodas Kechavim Haim. It's not the actual Avodah Zarah, it's only something to serve the Avodah Zarah. And Talocha is, Mishamsha Avodas Kechavim, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Kiva, as we're going to learn a Machloikis later in the Masechta, if even if Avodah Zarah is also or not, but the Mishamsha Avodas Kechavim, everybody agrees, and since they weren't worshipped yet, there's no issue, says the Gemara. We're not talking about just Misham Avodah Zarah, we're speaking about actual Avodah Zarah. So ask the Gemara, according to the opinion, that the Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Jew is Asur immediately, and Shalavit Kechavim, but the Avodah Zarah that belongs to Nachri is not Asur Achat Ha'avid until it was actually worshipped Shaper. So now this Gemara is quite understandable. El Lamanda Omer, Shalavit Kechavim Asur Miyada, even the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri is Asur immediately, Mayikal Meimer. So how, and this was saying the Keeper is actual Avodah Zarah, so how can we benefit from it? El Omer, Rabavula, Lenitzcha Makash Akron. When you're making the last drop of the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Makan Garmalay, when does it become Avodah Zarah? B'Gemar Melacha. They must have a Gemar Melacha. When does it become Avodah Zarah? When it's finished being prepared. When is that? B'Makash Achron, the last part of the work. A Makash Achron, and that part itself, less by Sheva Pruta, Alma Kosova Yeshno Schiris Metchil V'Atzoif. There's a question throughout Shas. When somebody is working for somebody else and he's doing a job, how do we look at his salary? Is he owed salary every moment? Yeshno l'schiras mitchila v'atzoif. He's owed salary for every moment that he works. And since he's owed salary for every moment that he works, and even if he's not actually collecting the salary until the end, but he's owed the salary throughout, so that means when somebody just makes the last part of making the Avodah Zarah, that's not something that's worth a pruta. And that's when it becomes an Avodah Zarah. So if we say that he keeps on getting paid, yeshto l'schiras metchil v'atzoif, that last part of making the Avodah Zarah, since each bang of the hammer, so to speak, is owed for separately, he didn't do something which is a shava pruta and making it into an Avodah Zarah. If we say, however, that you're only obligated to pay when the job is done, then it's a whole different situation.
Because then, indeed, you're being paid for the entire job at the end, and you're being paid more than Shavu'ot Pruta. Our Gemara clearly says that you're being paid for every bang of the hammer, so to speak, each bang separately, and the Makish Achron, the last bang of the hammer, which makes it an Avodah Zarah, is not something which is worth a Pruta, and therefore it's not considered that you did something of benefit for the Avodah Zarah.